In nominating Tim Moore of Kings Mountain to be the next North Carolina Speaker of the House, Republican members of the House of Representatives decided to be led by another lawmaker from the western part of the state. And like outgoing Speaker Tom Tillis, Moore spread his campaign money. He gave $253,000 to other legislative candidates.
No one, including me, enjoys raising money. So I would certainly say that whoever's going to be Speaker and Majority Leader and these other caucus offices needs to be someone who has the ability and the willingness and the time to go out and raise that money.
Moore will be formally elected Speaker when the General Assembly convenes in January. Medicaid expansion is getting more attention leading up to the session. Governor McCrory has said he may propose expansion, and the idea is gaining traction in other states where Republican leaders have rejected it. But incoming Speaker Moore isn't interested in joining them.
I will say what I have seen so far of the proposals on Medicaid's expansion have left me unconvinced that, at least as it's proposed, that it's a good idea. And I'll tell you why. You know, there would certainly be a short-term gain in terms of money flowing into the state from the federal government. And so if we were to know that money would continue indefinitely and that we could always rely upon it, then that would probably be a very easy decision to make that expansion. However, as in most federal programs, there tends to be money on the front end, then the money goes away, and then the state is left paying for that obligation without the funds from the federal government to pay for it. And then the state is faced with the choice of either finding the funds to pay for it, which might include looking for more revenue, or taking away that benefit. And as most folks know, once someone is used to receiving something, it is very difficult to end that entitlement. So at this point, with what I've seen, I'm not convinced that expansion is a good idea. And the sense I get from our caucus is that most members of the caucus appear to share that same view.
And when you say short-term gains, you're referring to that the federal government has said they would pay for the expansion 100% at least through the end of 2016, and that would gradually go down through the year 2020, but it would only go down to 90%. That's still only 10% that the state has to pay for. That seems like a small amount to me.
Well, it depends if it really only drops to 90% or if it drops further. Just like this state legislature can't bind future legislatures, this present Congress can't bind a future Congress. So we would have to make a giant assumption that money would always be there. I would agree with you if the threshold are always 90%, that would make it an easier choice. But unfortunately, we can't rely on that. It could go to zero at some point. I mean, there's just no guarantee.
You still have a GOP supermajority in the General Assembly. How does this power affect discussions with the governor in policymaking? How does it affect compromise?
Well, I certainly support and respect our governor, and he is a friend, and I support and respect and also consider Senator Berger a friend. You know, we have a very good working relationship. The things that get covered in the media tend to be when there's a blow-up or a dispute or something, and that is really doesn't happen as much as one might think. That being said, there will be occasions where we have a different position than the Senate, and we have a different position than the governor. And when we do that, I think we go in and we negotiate and try to advance the House position. And in doing so, we're honest about it. We're respectful to one another. Then we just work together to try to find a resolution. At the end of the day, impasse generally benefits none of the parties.
I want to talk about a really big issue, a big contentious issue this past session, which was teacher pay. And the budget that got passed included an average 7% raise for teachers. It's a much larger raise for newer teachers, but it's a much smaller raise for teachers who have been there longer, say 30 years. And they say it's not fair. Are you worried that we could see an exodus of our veteran teachers?
The data right now shows that there has not been an exodus of veteran teachers. So I think some of those fears were probably greatly exaggerated. However, I do believe that we should, I'm very proud of what we did this year, giving teachers the first significant raise they've had, I believe, since 2007. We did a smaller raise last year, but an actual, really what I would consider a substantial raise since 2007. So we were very proud to do that. And I do think it was unfortunate that that got reported by some to be a negative. I would have loved to have been able to do a larger raise. That would have just made my day. You know, when it comes to education, I'm personally, not only am I interested and involved as an elected official, but I have two children who are students in the public schools, so I am personally invested. So I want the very best for them and every other student, and I want our teachers to be paid fairly, and I want them to be respected. So we felt like what we did with the raise did that, but also hope that this year, depending on the budgetary constraints, that we can do more.
Film incentives have been dramatically scaled back. Is that settled, or will that be revisited?
The film incentive issue will probably be revisited in some manner. I think the old proposal we had that had to do with the film tax credit as it previously existed probably won't come back. I do think we should enact policies that promote the film industry. I think the film industry brings a lot to this state. And I actually, as you may know, have actually voted for the previous film tax credits and film incentives that have expired. So I've always supported the past ones, but I'm also a realist, and I know that the sense of the body is that there doesn't appear much appetite to go back to that old system.
Representative Tim Moore of Kings Mountain, thank you.
Thank you.